these kids, some of them really, they dig in, they prioritize, and they work their little tails off to make this stuff happen. And it is a huge project, and it culminates in the span of 3 days, and then they're done. So it's a cool thing. It really is.
Thomas More Prep Marion is getting ready for their upcoming performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Drama instructor Travis Grizzell stops by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
It goes back a ways. It is the Bard. It's A Midsummer Night's Dream, but a little new, well, or new to us, twist on an old story.
Cool. Tell us about it.
Okay, so we are doing Midsummer Night's Dream, and we are setting it in the 1920s, the jazz age, with all the guys in the three-piece suits and the flapper girls. It takes place in Athens, Greece, and we got the 1920s theme kind of rolling with Art Deco set design and a lot of fun stuff in that way.
Nice. Yep. It's coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday matinee, 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and 2 p.m. on Sunday.
That's correct. That's correct.
What kind of work do you guys have to do to get prepared for something like this?
Well, the plays usually aren't as tall of an order as a musical. There's fewer moving parts, but we've thrown Shakespeare into the mix. So yeah. It's not exactly a language or a script that we're used to. So the kids, the students, they tackle that. There's another layer there. And once we get up on the stage and moving, I use the analogy that Shakespeare's kind of like opera. Even if you don't get all the language, if it's done right, you pretty well get the gist of it. And what has made it timeless and universal, you know, for 400 or so years, he had this great talent for finding out what motivates us and how we're affected with emotions and circumstances and conflict and whatnot. And it translates well to just about any time period because it's just about that human condition. So we're tackling the Bard once again. This is my second time doing the show. I've cut the script for, you know, at the mercy of our audience and our students and myself. But all the good stuff's still there. That's the great thing about Shakespeare. You can tailor it to how you want, and he still shines through. And this show runs about an hour, 45 minutes. It's set in the 1920s, and we've got some new faces, some of which are seniors on our stage that have finally come to the stage or come off from the tech boards or whatnot. And it's just been an absolute blast with this group rehearsing and getting ready for Shakespeare.
How do the students take to Shakespeare? I mean, I remember Shakespeare in high school, and it was kind of like, it was like a chore.
Yeah. Maybe for you.
Well, yeah, exactly. Just that's for me. But I'm wondering, like, how do your students take to it? Are they get excited, or they're like, oh, this is going to be a challenge? How do they feel?
Yeah, it's a lot like any other literature or any other course material that if you're force fed Shakespeare, you know, you get a moan and groan and, you know, cliff notes, spark notes, whatever they do, course hero, and try to limp your way through it. This is an elective that they choose to do. They sign up for this. So they know what they're getting into. They're signing up for it. And hopefully, I mean, if you're into acting, if you're a theater kid, or if you just like doing that, you got to do Shakespeare at least once. You got to be involved, be exposed to his work at least once. And A Midsummer Night's Dream is like the lightest. It's the cheeseburger of Shakespeare. It's pretty, you know, everybody can, you know, find something they like about it. We're not doing the Scottish play or Hamlet that you're having to tune in, focus, and be dramatic for 3 hours. But yeah, Shakespeare is pretty, it can be heavy, but Midsummer Night's Dream is, it's fun. It's bunch of fairies, it's young lovers, and it plays really well with high school students because these young lovers are so emotional, and it's a lot like Romeo and Juliet that they're force-fed, that I'm in love, I know because I've seen him and I've known him for 15 minutes, you know, that kind of thing, and it all plays out. It's a happy ending, it's not a tragedy, yep. It's just, it's fun and relatable.
This is the sign of a real thespian, by the way. Referring to it as the Scottish play, even not in a theater.
Yeah, I'm not taking chances.
No chances
2 days
whatsoever.
Before opening.
Exactly.
And something just went over my head. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
There is a specific play by Shakespeare. It's always referred to as the Scottish play because it's considered bad luck to actually say the name of the play, especially in a theater if you're not doing in the middle of that performance.
Yeah.
So
I'll let Jeff go into more detail after I leave.
Yeah. We'll burn some sage and make sure that it's all cleansed here and everything.
Excellent.
So if people are interested, first off, do these shows typically fill up? Do they sell out? Is there any concern there?
Musicals, just about in every aspect of theater, musicals usually do better box office wise and audience wise. Shakespeare's a little bit tougher sell. Mm-hmm. So once you're doing a straight play as opposed to a musical, and then you advertise Shakespeare, people are like, oh, well, I got better things to do on, you know, weekend and in April. But with high school, we have, gosh, probably close to 40 kids involved for a school our size. We're 2A now. That's pretty good representation. And you usually get parents, a few friends, family members, the students like to come out and see their peers. So we usually have a pretty decent turnout for the plays and the musicals. We're very blessed in that way. And we've had online ticket sales up and live for a couple weeks now. They've been good for a spring play. And we're looking forward to, there's a lot more return or walk-in kind of, well, you know, that wasn't the most horrible thing I've seen. I'll go support the kids another night. Because I think, especially the parents get this, a lot of them attend multiple shows. You'll see a different show every night. I can guarantee a live theater, whatever you're doing. And you'll also pick up new things and different things. And I've always told the students that by about the Sunday show, you've really found out what works well with an audience and you're ready to really do it perfectly and knock it out of the park. And then it's time to wrap up. So if you go multiple times or if you just check it out once, I can almost guarantee you won't totally regret going. You'll have a good time. You'll feel good about supporting the arts, supporting the students, and you'll be cultured now because you've been exposed to the bard, Mr. Shakespeare.
Yep. And there is just something exhilarating about live theater in general, too. When you watch movies, when you watch TV shows, even air quotes reality shows and everything like that, there's still an editing process. There's still, you know, there's like a whole lens that it goes through. With theater, it's just so, because it's live, it's right there being acted out. There is no safety net, basically.
Yeah.
Anything that can go wrong probably could go wrong. But that's also kind of like the thrill of it. But it also adds to kind of the emotion and the rawness to it as well.
Yeah, for better or worse, it's about as unfiltered as we can get entertainment-wise anymore, other than possibly a live concert. With even there, you can use tracks and
yeah,
click tracks and whatnot. But yeah, high school theater, live. You don't know. Is he finally going to be off book? Is he going to say a line? Is the set piece going to fall apart? Because let's face it, Griselle built most of it. So.
My senior year in high school, I was in a play and I had like a 2-page monologue. And in the middle of it, my buddy, shout out to Kyle Kitson, he fell in his chair in the middle of my monologue. And I made it about 2 extra paragraphs before I broke character. And apparently it was like the best performance of that run because I broke character.
Memorable.
And I will say that as pleased as the audience hopefully is, no one gets the what do I want? It's not any more gratifying for anyone else more than myself because I see it from the very beginning and the students do too. But from my perspective and my assistant director, Wendy Richmar, we see them with a hand on the script and they're glossy eyed and they're like, dude, there's no way we can do this. All the way to, you could be at Shakespeare in the Park. I mean, some of these students, they just absolutely bloom and take off. And we've got some amazing kids doing some amazing stuff. And for all the grumbling, you know, boomers out there and whatnot, that, oh, kids can't get off their phones, they have no attention span and whatnot. These kids, some of them really, they dig in, they prioritize, and they work their little tails off to make this stuff happen. And it is a huge project. And it culminates in the span of 3 days, and then they're done. So yeah, it's a cool thing. It really is.
And that also speaks volumes for the bard as well, too. With his writing, you know, just standing the test of time and going through several iterations and things.
I've had kids leave the stage in tears that, oh, I finally found who I am because of a role. And sometimes it's Shakespeare. So, I mean, you know, 400 years ago, he knew what to tap into that we'd still be, it'd resonate or hit different, as we say, in good old 2023.
Yeah.
If people are out there and they're listening and thinking, oh man, I got to check this out. How do they get their hands on those tickets?
Yeah. You can show up at the door on showtimes, as Jeff said, Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2, or you can go to our TMP website, tmp-m.org, and go to the menu there. We have tickets online. You can pick your seat. You can pay there. You can know that you got a seat when you walk in the door. You can, if you're an aisle person, if you want to be towards the back. We do present this show without intermission since it is cut. It's like an hour and 45 minutes, so if you can sit through a two-hour movie, you should be all right with this. But you can get tickets online or out the door. There's plenty of tickets left. And we would love to have you come check out our show.
Excellent. We've got to get over to weather. Travis, but any other last thoughts before we go?
Come out, support the kids, support the arts. And I can promise you, you'll probably have a good time and be glad you did.